what you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. The end won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
Oh my gosh, we are here fighting for our country every single day right here on the MG Show. Wow, it is the last day of November, and President Trump hasn't been reinstated. I'm checking my clock. We've still got another 12 hours or so. A little less than, but we'll see what happens. Shady Groove, welcome to the MG Show. We are not prophets.
We are not prophets, and welcome to all of you. You guys have been fighting for America, too, yeah. Right alongside with us. That's the great thing about this show. Thanks for joining us, everybody. What is it today? Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday? Where are we at? Tuesday,
it's
Wednesday.
It's hump day, Shady Groove. It's hump day.
Hump day. Shady hump.
Shady. Oh, God. That's another story for another time. But you know, we've got a lot happening right now, and these are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country, but he that stands by it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny like hell is not easily conquered, yet we have this consolation with us that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only that gives everything its value. Shady Groove, that was a Greg Phillips truth last night, 21 hours ago. Couldn't say it best. And didn't you say that on the Q Lounge Live last Sunday? Didn't you read that?
Sunday before last, I absolutely did go through the common sense and Thomas Paine and the great patriot that he was and a little bit of the backstory about what Thomas Paine meant to the country. I'm not sure that we would have a country if it were not for Thomas Paine.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, we are not sponsored by Lusa Pfizer. We are sponsored by you. And here's the Mike Lindell Pepe.
You can go to MG. I love that one.
MyPillow.com/MG Show is your landing page. Before we go any further, Mr. Yeti, producer Yeti, roll that beautiful boom footage.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code MG Show at checkout for additional savings.
Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from the MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MG Show live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East and Brighteon.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show, because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism.
This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome. I don't know why I like that number. Then there's also, that's recurring. Then there's also one-time donation, and there are other ways to donate as well. Buy us a coffee and give, send, go. But please, we really need your help to fight this battle every day and bring you content on our website. We've got a new blog too. So get over there, check out the content that we're delivering to you every day. Thank you guys. God bless.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There's no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my original My Slippers are back in stock. You've made them a huge success, and now I've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And with your promo code, you still save $90 a pair. Not only that, I'm having the biggest closeout sale ever on our sandals and slides for as low as $19.98. What makes my slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you're not going to find in any other slippers. My slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Wear them anytime, anywhere. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code to save $90 on my original My Slippers, or for as low as $19.98, you can get our sandals or slides. Quantities won't last long, and with my 60-day money-back guarantee, you can rest assured they'll be the most comfortable footwear you'll ever own.
And Merry Christmas from the MG Show, and Happy Hanukkah, Happy whatever you do. If you want to give some great presents this winter or this Christmas, go to mgshow.com. Go to mypillow.com. Use code MGShow or mypillow.com/MGShow. That's our landing page. Save a lot on some stuff out there. The slippers are very comfortable. I do love them. Flynn's got a dog bed right here riding shotgun. 800-873-0478. That's 800-873-0478. And we're not sponsored by you, Lucifizer. We're sponsored by you. That's what we are. And thank you guys for the Rumble Rants. Giving Tuesday was, you know, pretty good. Thank you. We do this for you every day. And we wouldn't be here without you. So God bless you all. Thank you so much. Shady Groove, welcome back.
Oh man, I'm so excited to be here today on this Wednesday to present to you again. What do you do every day? What do you do every day? Well, you win every day. And how do you win every day? Well, we expose government corruption every day. It's just the thing to do and the thing that they don't want us to do. And so let's get to it.
You know, let's do it. You know, they're acting like, you know, oh, you know, Governor DeSantis is going to get sued by the government for shipping their human trafficking victims to, you know, where did he ship them to, Shady Groove? Up there in, oh my gosh, I can't remember, but they're suing them and they're going to fine them a lot of money. And I think it's ridiculous because they are the crux of the problem, not Ron DeSantis is shipping out people that they've human trafficked. And if you don't think, and we've been telling you this for how many years, Shady Groove, that what you're witnessing at the border is human trafficking. What you're witnessing in the Ukraine with everybody leaving is human trafficking. It only takes 5 minutes for a level-headed person to understand that, Shady.
It really does. And now they're starting to get some interviews with some of these people who are describing how they're controlled by the cartel and what they have to do and how they get pimped out by the cartel for coming here for payment. Yep. And that's a big part of the discussion that people are not willing to have in the mainstream media.
And I'd like to point out as well that Donald J. Trump wanted to finish the wall. The Democrats stopped it. And now we've got the actual Biden administration that your friends and family may or may not have voted for. Child trafficking caught dead to rights. This is Project Veritas. Check it out.
the tax dollars of people who are listening are paying to put children in the hands of criminals. And I said, look, I said, I need to make you aware. And they said, Tara, we don't get sued by traffickers.
A government whistleblower with the Council of Inspectors General on Integrity and Efficiency has stepped forward to Project Veritas to detail her harrowing experience assisting with the placement of unaccompanied migrant children to the Department of Health and Human Services. In 2021, this whistleblower volunteered to assist HHS with the placement of unaccompanied minors and was deployed to the Migrant Emergency Intake Site in Pomona, California. There, she witnessed the agency failing these children. As she puts it, doing the work of the cartels on your tax dollars.
These vulnerable children, we care for them, we clothe them, we feed them. With your dollars and my dollars, we fly that product directly to the trafficker. God forbid it's sex trafficking.
Project Veritas embarked on a 9-month investigation across the country to corroborate our whistleblower's claims.
So he attempted to traffic children, and he's still at address in Texas.
Yes, we have 44 unaccompanied children at that address. We have 25 unaccompanied children at that address.
Project Veritas put boots on the ground, visiting scores of addresses the whistleblower shared from case files she worked on. What we found was shocking. Young children living with multiple older, unrelated men. And in one case from Gulf Freeway in Houston, Texas, a young girl who admits to her female sponsor using her for sex work.
¿Quién te patrocinó a ti?
Una tía, pero me corrió en la casa.
Bueno, no sé, porque ella me ofrecía. Y a mí no me gustaba eso.
¿Te ofrecía qué?
Me ofrecía con los hombres.
Pero ella, ¿cuántos hombres ella te obligó a estar con cuántos hombres?
Bueno, con muchos. Ni por. Porque no me gustaba lo que me hacía. Me obligaban.
¿Ella de verdad era tu tía o fue alguien que se...
Porque ella me conocía desde chiquita, pero yo no la conocía.
I don't believe that this is something that...
So for the Red State Talk Radio listeners, basically it was a young girl saying that this lady said that she was her aunt. She doesn't remember her and she escaped. Check it out.
HHS wants people to know.
So tell me about your experience in the federal government.
So I've been a federal employee for over 19 years. I'm a GS-14. I work for the Council of the Inspectors General on Integrity and Efficiency. We combat fraud, waste, and abuse in federal programs. I've seen that there are large numbers of children who are being sent to the same location in some areas. Within a few square miles, there are over 300 unaccompanied children who have been released. It's just strange that HHS knows there's a lot of children going to one area, and yet they're not doing anything to say there's going to be a mandatory home study before we send one more child here. One of the things that has occurred in this administration is that they have relaxed a lot of the stringent vetting by creating these additional field guidances. And there's a focus on move the children as opposed to place children in safe homes. Right now, it is speed over safety. Move the children 10 to 15 days.
I am holding Field Guidance 10 from HHS, which was enacted in March 2021. This guideline pushes expedited release of unaccompanied children to sponsors, according to our whistleblower, within 14 days after processing.
And what sorts of fraud have you witnessed? Name fraud, legal document fraud?
So we had some cases, specifically in Austin, where a sponsor was attempting to simultaneously sponsor two unaccompanied children. In one application, said his address was at one location, and then for the next child, he used a different address of a neighboring apartment building. So same person sponsoring at two separate addresses.
And who's he?
So the sponsor here, Edgar.
¿Cómo se llama usted?
Yo me llamo Edgar.
¿Edgar qué?
Edgar. Edgar Tiul.
Tiul, oh, mucho gusto, Edgar. Sí. ¿Eres de Guatemala?
Sí.
Ah, mucho gusto. ¿Y cuándo llegaste aquí a Estados Unidos?
Un año.
¿Cuántos adultos hay aquí? ¿Cinco, seis?
Como
cinco. Sí. ¿Todos hombres?
Sí, hombres.
¿Y algún niño?
Are there any kids here? No.
¿En algún momento has patrocinado algún niño,
Edgar? Children, Edgar?
No. Ninguno.
So none. He attempted to traffic children, and he's still at address in Texas walking a free man.
Yes, HHS does not want federal law enforcement going after their sponsors in any way.
Why not?
It's a very good question that I don't have the answer to. Our sponsors typically are not citizens. They are not permanent residents. They don't have legal presence. If you look at the data on the HHS website, a majority of the children who are coming across the border unaccompanied are from Guatemala.
Why is that?
Well, I believe they're easier to exploit.
¿Cuál es tu apellido?
What is your last name? I don't know. No sé.
No sabe. ¿Cuántos años tienes?
How old are you? I don't know.
¿Tu papi está? No.
Is your daddy here? No, he left for work. Where's your mommy? My mommy is in Guatemala. So the project journalists are led inside the apartment where another unrelated adult male is present.
También vive aquí. ¿Quién más?
Who else lives here?
Who else lives here? Only six?
Only six. And the girl.
La niña y cuatro adultos.
The girl and four other adults.
Okay, the little
four
one
men, right?
And four. Cuatro hombres, ¿verdad?
Sí.
Four men. ¿De dónde eres?
Where are you from?
I'm from Guatemala.
Who do you live with? My dad. And who else? Some guys. There's about eight of us.
Is
the girl alone in the apartment? No, she's with some guys. And how many live in your home? The child said six. All men.
Yes.
Where's your mommy? She's in Guatemala. Did they let you cross or what happened? They let us in.
These sponsors fill out a federal form. So if they provide false information on federal documentation, that also is criminal.
We don't know if the U.S. Attorney's Office in Texas knows about this.
Right.
They probably don't.
I think most people don't know. They have no idea that children are going to unrelated people. That children are definitely, we have proof, evidence, that they're being recruited and transported. They're then in debt bondage.
Porque yo quise venir, obviamente que tengo que pagar.
Tienes que pagar la deuda.
You have to pay off debt? How much do you owe? I have 18 left. $18,000?
$18,000 que sales.
We know that children have been trafficked through the program.
The name of this program again is?
It's the Unaccompanied Children Program, so the UC program.
¿Ella de verdad fue, era tu tía o fue
really
alguien que se prestó?
No, she's my aunt.
¿Pero tú la conocías
a
ella de Guatemala? No.
No.
¿Y cómo tú supiste de?
How did you find out? She said she knew me since I was a young child, but I didn't know
so
her.
So your trafficker in Guatemala, he's got to use the cartel to get his children across Mexico. But once he gets the children to the U.S. border, we take them. Mm-hmm. So we take the product. These vulnerable children, we care for them, we clothe
children.
Them, we feed them. And then with your dollars and my dollars and the dollars of every person watching, we fly that product directly to the trafficker. The trafficker then has the ability to labor traffic that child until they're caught, if they ever are. And God forbid it's sex trafficking.
¿Quién te patrocinó a ti?
Una tía, pero me corrió en la casa.
Mírame a mí, mírame. ¿Qué me dijiste? ¿Te corrió?
Look at me. Look, what did you say?
Bueno, de porque
well,
ella
because
me
she was pimping me, and I didn't like that.
Eso.
That's why
yo
she left.
Que
16.
Que...
She would pimp
¿Cuánto
me.
¿Cuánto tiempo duraste viviendo con tu tía?
4 meses.
4 meses nada más.
Four
pero
months.
Ella, ¿cuántos hombres ella
How
te obligó a estar con cuántos hombres?
Bueno, con muchos.
Well, many, I don't remember.
Te obligaba 16. A estar con los hombres.
Did she force you to be with these men?
¿Ella lo hacía en su casa o ellos te llevaban a otro lugar?
No, en su casa.
In her home.
Yo no me gustaba lo que
I didn't like what she was doing to me. She forced me.
And once the children are gone to the sponsor, there's nothing that we can do about it. There's nothing that HHS can do. We give the child to the sponsor. I said, do you think the child is going to take the sponsor to their immigration hearing? And they're like, probably not. And I'm like, no, probably not. So hence, the child gets an order of deportation, and that's it. I mean, their chance to get their papers are gone. So they've been harmed. But why is that beneficial to the sponsor? And I say, case manager, think with me. Who gets the order of deportation? The sponsor. What happens? The sponsor can hold up that order of deportation to that child and say, this is your order of deportation. If you do not do what I say, when I say, I'm going to call ICE on you myself. We are paying to put children in the hands of criminals.
Yes, it's-
I just escaped one night, female girl, 16.
Saliste, ¿cómo te saliste
you left?
De
How
la
did
casa?
You leave the house?
No, pues,
well, I told her I'm going to the laundromat. She went into the laundromat looking for me, and she didn't find me there.
Later on, she called immigration.
She came running up to me. And she said, Tara, we're sending another child to Austin. And I said, what do you mean? So I picked up all my stuff. I go running down to the command center to talk to the executives there. I said, we're getting ready to send another child. And they said, Tara, I think you need to understand that we only get sued if we keep kids in care too long. We don't get sued by traffickers. Are you clear? We don't get sued by traffickers. So that was the answer of the United States
wow.
federal government. HHS
wow.
did not want this information to get out. They knew I had made protected disclosures, and they retaliated against me as a whistleblower and had me kicked off the site so that I could no longer research the cases. If you're a case manager and you know this information, if you work for HHS, come forward. It's the only way the program is going to change.
Stay tuned for part two, where we take our investigation from Texas to Florida and reveal more of the harsh reality of our whistleblower's story.
Wow. Project Veritas, be brave, do something. www.projectveritas.com. Thank you, Project Veritas, for that amazing, amazing story that is unbelievable to your friends and family, yet it's happening.
Wow. Wow. Actual journalism is what you're seeing there. You're seeing someone who's actually putting the time and the effort in, and that is the work that it takes to really feel to figure out what is going on. I don't think it's very hard to understand what's going on. I think it's very, very simple, and she described it perfectly. Your government is doing this. Your government, the funding of your government is doing this. Health and Human Services are doing this. Department of Homeland Security are doing this. And Immigration and Naturalization are working in tandem to probably carry through with the threat whenever someone's immigration is called on a child. This is unnerving at another level. And I just want to explain to everybody, you know, what you're seeing at the southern border is not happenstance. Made the comment earlier about the way they're able to send money. We can send over $100 billion to Ukraine, but Donald Trump fought like cats and dogs to try to get $5 billion to build this wall that they wouldn't give him during the time that he had a Republican Congress in the, both the House and the Senate, everybody. So understand that this problem is systemic, and it is relative to your current selected class on Capitol Hill.
And yet Governor DeSantis, and you're going to see Florida coming up from Project Veritas, Government DeSantis is being sued for sending migrants, illegal immigrants, trafficked people, to Martha's Vineyard, to a military base in Cape Cod. Check this out. So this is them. Here we go. This is them in Cape Cod.
Keep this lane
open. This is Martha's Vineyard, right?
Yep.
Hola. ¿Cómo estás?
Keep this open for me, please, folks.
Pretty interesting, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So now Governor DeSantis is being sued. Two members of Governor DeSantis's administration are among new defendants named in a class action lawsuit filed against Governor over a plan to fly 49 illegal immigrants, child human trafficked people that your HHS allowed to happen from Texas to Martha Vineyard earlier this year. In the amended complaint filed Tuesday morning, attorneys for the lawyers, civil rights right here. So this is a civil rights group. Let me just close this so we can see this. An amended complaint filed Tuesday morning, attorneys with the lawyers for civil rights accused DeSantis chief of staff James Uthmeyer and the governor's public safety czar Larry Keefe of working together with others to deceive migrants who are flown to Martha's Vineyard. DeSantis, Florida Transportation Secretary Jim Perdue, and the Florida Department of Transportation are also being sued. Others now named in the lawsuit, including Perla Huerta, who was identified in the lawsuit as the lead recruiter of the 49 migrants who were flown to Massachusetts, and James Montgomery, the president of Vertol Systems Company, the company contracted by Florida to relocate the migrants. Vertol Systems Company is also named as a defendant. Spokespersons for the DeSantis office did not respond for a request for comment and amended complaint. When reached by phone, an employee of Vertol Systems said the company was not interested in commenting. Huerta did not respond for comment either. The new allegations in an 86-page complaint follow the release of documents about flights by the state in recent weeks. The amended complaint includes details on how DeSantis' administration ultimately went with Vertol Systems as the aviation contractor to carry out the plan. Guys, I don't care about this. I care about the HHS, Shady Groove. So this is the Eliza Americas. This probably right here is a pop-up, fake pop-up fund. Yana Doe, Pablo Doe, and Jesus Doe. This is ridiculous, Shady Groove.
And infuriating. As well, absolutely infuriating to realize that not only, I mean, the reality is, like, look at your media. It takes somebody like Project Veritas to figure something like this out. You don't have anybody in any of these regions doing any investigative work whatsoever on any of this. They're just yelling and blaming DeSantis and Abbott.
So WOR, Shady Groove, 710 New York covers this.
Courtesy of Project Veritas, some pretty disturbing stuff out of HHS. This is, well, I want you to just sit back and I want you to listen to this.
The tax dollars of people who are listening are paying to put children in the hands of criminals. I said, I need to make you aware. And they said, Tara, we don't get sued by traffickers.
A government whistleblower has stepped forward to Project Veritas to detail her harrowing experience at the Department of Health and Human Services. In 2021, this whistleblower volunteered to assist HHS with the placement of unaccompanied minors and was deployed to the Migrant Emergency Intake Site in Pomona, California. There, she witnessed the agency failing these children. As she puts it, doing the work of the cartels on your tax dollars.
These vulnerable children, we care for them, we clothe them, we feed them. With your dollars and my dollars, we fly that product directly to the trafficker. God forbid it's sex trafficking.
Project Veritas embarked on a 9-month investigation across the country to corroborate our whistleblower's claims.
So he attempted to traffic children, and he's still at address in Texas.
Yes, we have 44 unaccompanied children at that address. We have 25 unaccompanied children at that address.
Project Veritas put boots on the ground, visiting scores of addresses the whistleblower shared from case files she worked on. What we found was shocking.
Just a reminder to you that the most tolerant, kind border security there is the harshest sounding border security in the world. People think I'm a monster when I say, not only should we turn everyone away right at the southern border. Nope. Turn around, walk back. Oh, we just got here. It's a long desert. Yep. Good thing you already know the way back. Follow your footprints on the way back. Not only that, I'm the monster who thinks ICE is the only government organization that should be expanded temporarily to about 50,000 agents so they can go around and round up every man, woman, and child who's here illegally and deport them from the nation. And when I say that, people say that's harsh or say that's mean. And I say, no. Your compassionate immigration policy enables the largest human slave auction in the world today. The largest human trafficking operation in the world today takes place on America's southern border, and it's the compassionate immigration person who enables every bit of it. My harsh policies that sound like I'm a big meanie McMean face, my harsh policies would stop illegal immigration like that. No more trafficked kids. The stories I've heard about what's happening, especially to children and women in this country, illegal immigrants that have been trafficked here by the cartels, would make you vomit. The videos my sources send me, I saw a still beating heart that'd been cut out of someone's chest. Did you know that? That's the kind of thing that stays with you. These compassionate immigration policies of Joe Biden, they're despicable and they're evil.
I think that guy said it pretty well. And by the way, let's remind the audience here that Donald J. Trump administration expands deportation authority across the U.S. ACLU promises legal action, guys. Immigrants have these rights when ICE approaches them. The Trump administration announced Monday, this was in 2019, its intention to expand authority for expedited removal of undocumented immigrants who cannot prove that they have been in the U.S. continuously for at least 2 years, Shady Groove.
It's unbelievable, and it's unbelievable the narrative, and it's unbelievable the narrative amongst conservative media. You go out there and you pay attention to some of the conservative media types, and they're saying things like there's 11 million illegal immigrants here. They've been saying there's 11 million illegal immigrants here since like 1998, everyone. I'm pretty sure there's roughly 10 million that came in over the last year and a half since Joe Biden took office alone. And what are we talking about? And we're not only talking about human trafficking, by the way, and sex slaves, we're also talking about the human organ harvesting network that exists as well, that a lot of people want to ignore.
Mm-mm-mm. You know, and that's why you need Arizona. That's why they don't want Arizona. You know, could you imagine if we had really true patriots on all those border states, California, Arizona? You know, we've got one in Florida because we get a lot on the beach, guys. We get a lot of people coming in on the beach and Texas. So, you know, it's really mind-boggling that anybody would think that this is not a human child trafficking operation right under your nose.
And blatant. Blatantly, the whole establishment defends it. Not only is it a human trafficking process right under your nose, but the media supports it, academia supports it, the military industrial complex supports it, globalists support it, every single politician that's been elected for more than 30 years supports it because they're in on it. It's very, very simple, but they try to make it confusing. They try to make it, they want a virtue signal, right, Jeff? They always want a virtue signal. Oh, you know, you're big, like the guy on the radio said, you're a big meanie because you want to send people back home. No, I'm a law-abiding citizen that wants people to obey the law of the country. If you want to come here and be part of my country, then it's a pretty good idea to maybe the first step to be obey the laws of entry into the country. That'd be a great start.
And, you know, and in California, you know, if you're, you know, trafficking children in, what do you need, Shady? You need pedophiles. Guess what California did?
You go to jail. But in California, where the rules have been completely inverted, only decent people are punished. The government there is springing thousands of child molesters. Hard to believe that, but it's true. For details, we go tonight to Josh Boswell, a senior reporter at the Daily Mail, who broke this story. Josh, thanks so much for coming on. What have you found in the state of California?
So there is a database in the state of California that allows people to look up sex offenders, people who live near to them maybe. But what you can't do is look at the database en masse to look at the statistics from it. So I wrote a bit of code to pull down some of that public information, had a look at it. And what we found was there are over 7,000 pedophiles who have been convicted of lewd and lascivious acts against an under 14-year-old, who spent less than a year in prison or in jail. which was quite shocking. And some of the examples really stuck out to me. So we were looking at someone like Noah Holt, who we highlighted in the story, from Santa Cruz County. He was convicted of those lewd and lascivious acts with an under 14, child porn, indecent exposure, and he pled no contest in 2013. He was out with a job in 2014. You've got similar examples. Carlos Nehu, continuous sexual abuse of a child, he was convicted of in 2015. He spent 2 days in jail, and he now lives one block from a daycare, according to the database, which is in California, run by the California Department of Justice. We asked them to give us the data, but they refused. And so I had to write this script to put this all together so that I could show the public this information.
So just to be clear, these are not technical sex crimes. This is not a 17-year-old and an 18-year-old getting frisky at the prom and getting arrested. This is child molestation. It's molesting little kids, prepubescent kids.
That's right. Yeah, there is this kind of sense that maybe there's a few people in that database who haven't really been convicted of anything super serious. But actually, there are 19,000 of the 55,000 that we saw who were convicted of this, molesting under 14s. These are serious offenses. And these are people who are spending just a few months in prison for these really awful, heinous crimes.
How can Gavin Newsom allow this to happen? He's the governor of the state. The state is hiding the data from the public and from journalists like you. Has he said anything about this? It's his state.
So, yeah, I reached out to the attorney general's office, and because they're the ones who administer this database. And Gavin Newsom himself hasn't spoken on this at all. But what they were telling me is that, this isn't their problem. It's the courts. It's the local DAs. But really, this is a problem for the whole state of California. And prosecutors I spoke to said that this could be partly a result of wanting to release prisoners early from prison because they're wanting to let non-violent offenders out, rather, and reduce the prison population. The problem is that among those, quote, non-violent offenders are some of these pedophiles who have a high risk of reoffending, according to studies done on those kinds of people.
Yeah, almost certain risk. Below a certain age. I mean, if you're under 75, you're probably going to reoffend, molest another child. Unbelievable. Josh Boswell, thank you so much.
Yeah, so, Shady, they basically need people to pay for, the cartels and the children. I mean, this is absolutely disgusting.
And look at the way that they tried to get in the way of his investigation. Again and again, we see government entities trying to stand in the way of real people looking into things. Over and over again, something so depraved and so disgusting that we would all, almost every single, I would imagine every person watching this show would agree needs to be investigated. But the governor of California, he's too busy trying to figure out how he's going to get in that president seat there. That's what he's working on.
Crazy. What is happening right here in this country, Shady, is absolutely crazy.
It's intentional. And that's one thing that we need to make sure we make mention of. It is intentional. This is not happenstance. It's not happening to us. We're not languishing, in a wash of like what to do. We actually know what to do. We have all the answers. We have all the solutions. No one will allow us to implement them because the ones that are standing in the way in the government levels are complicit in this. That's the problem.
Oh my God. Right. Government companies, Balenciaga, whatever, all these freaking people. It's bad. Shady Groove. It's bad. Wow.
It's bad, and I got a feeling you're going to see stuff get a little bit worse before it starts to get better.
Yeah, it's really bad. Let me just double check some things real quick. So Project Veritas, let me just look up. Okay, so I'm just going to look up Project Veritas, the latest. Let's look at nothing. Yep, nope. They don't have anything. Let me just see.
Okay.
This is the stuff that, we're looking at, guys. I mean, You can't say that we didn't tell you.
No, we can't. And we don't like being right about these types of things, but we are. And it's not just here, you guys. It's in China. It's in Ukraine. It's in Kazakhstan. It's in South America. I mean, it's everywhere the IMF and the globalists go. Everywhere. This is what they do. This is what they're attempting to engineer. They're attempting to disconnect as many people as they can from wanting to find God and find their purpose in this world. And if you can destroy a child at a very young age, then the chances of that child figuring it out is slimmer and slimmer every day that clicks by.
Wow. You know, just wow, guys. We have a similar problem in Britain. Yes, it is a worldwide, but they make fun of us. Shady QAnon is a, they believe that there's a worldwide satanic pedophile ring.
Because there is.
Because there is. I mean, you know, I mean, what is going on? I mean, Harvey Weinstein, Jeffrey Epstein, who else, Shady? I mean, we've got so many.
That are, oh,
Ghislaine Maxwell, child sex trafficking to no one.
Keith Raniere.
Keith Raniere.
Allison Mack.
Allison Mack, right? And oh, and Ghislaine Maxwell, and then oh my gosh, what's her name? Bronfman. Right?
Bronfman. Claire Bronfman. Yep.
She's more than just Seagrams, guys. She's bloodlines. The Bronfmans used to do a lot of trafficking for the cartels and the Vanderbilts and all those people back in the day. You know,
Jimmy
you
Seville.
Think that, you know,
another one.
Oh my God, right? No, Job. They're not all Jews. They're Satanists. There's a big difference. People need to really start understanding what I'm speaking about, guys. You know, I'm telling you, you guys are missing it.
They are hiding within the religion. They're hiding within the Jewish religion. They're hiding within the Muslim religion, and they're hiding within the Christian religion. And a lot of the times they are hiding at the higher ups of these religions, and none of them are immune. Sorry to report that.
Chelsea Handler. Yep. Ghislaine Maxwell. That's right, Ellen. See, I do pronounce that somewhat incorrectly, maybe. You know, I just want to go back to this too as well.
And even,
go ahead.
Just to throw something, you just said talking about Handler and Rachel Handler, let's not forget the you know, the very, very popular TV show way back in the late 90s, Friends. You had a couple of characters on there, Rachel and Chandler as well. Chelsea Handler. There's a lot of this stuff that is seeped into our reality that we do not notice.
Friends. Oh my God, Shady. I didn't even make that connection. Wow.
It's sick. And Jennifer Aniston is no, she's no girl next door. Trust me.
No. Guys, by the way, I'm watching this Playboy thing on A&E. Oh my God. It's crazy. I got through the first episode. I'm going to be watching. There's 12 episodes. Liz Croken was on the show and said, you guys got to watch this Playboy thing. Oh my God. Talk about a CIA honey trap. Holy moly.
Yeah, I meant to get into that over the weekend and did not. And, I kind of just let everything fall away and not do anything. So I'm going to dig into that here coming up. I'm very interested. You saw the first one, you said?
Yeah, the first one. Yeah. I mean, he's got the police protecting him. There were the one lady that was actually, she grew up at the Playboy Manor and, you know, or mansion. She was actually thought as Hugh Hefner as a friend. And then there was a day where one of Hugh Hefner's girlfriends liked her, and they actually, she was 16. And then she was called in Hefner's bedroom, and they were going to do something, but they ended up not doing it. But there is child sex trafficking and men doing weird things with women at the Playboy Mansion. It's actually pretty disgusting.
Yeah, well, it's the reason that your politicians keep selling you out to China, because they're blackmailed.
Yeah. Mike Hess says it's on television now. I asked Liz. Let me just go to my Liz Croken. It's called Secrets. Watch Secrets of Playboy full episodes, video, and more. So that's A&E, guys. It's called Secrets of Playboy. I mean, one. Yeah. Pretty interesting stuff, guys. Wow. Wow. And more. Wow. All right. So, wow. Where do you go after that, Shady? I mean, I want equal justice under the law. Your friends and family that allegedly voted for Biden and are saying that Trump is bad. You know what? I don't know what to say to them anymore. I mean, are they going to wake up? I mean, hopefully this reaches mainstream. It was on WOR in New York, and that's a huge radio station in New York. Hopefully people are starting to get this message, because this Project Veritas reporting is probably one of the most damning and disgusting things I've ever seen. Blowing the lid right off of Joe Biden and the elites sex trafficking ring right here under your nose.
All of this going on, and we have the New York Times talking about Balenciaga's argument with QAnon. Very funny.
Yeah, it's not an argument.
It's not an argument. Good point.
Wow. My God. So we got that happening. I mean, you know, just, you know, Twitter is very interesting right now. There was some movement where, let me just go to the Twitter news here real quick. Oh, I want to bring this up too. If you guys are on Truth Social, Warship, date and time coming soon. This is Trump or Mel's battle cries, hashtag battle cries on Truth Social. Please use that hashtag. They're going to have some sort of event where they're preparing it now. We'll have more information, and maybe we'll even have Trump or Mel back on the show. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and we will heal their land. And that's from 2 Chronicles 7:14. Hashtag battle cries if you want to get in on the conversation. Pretty cool.
Yeah, it is cool. You know, and one thing that I've noticed in being here, doing what we do for the last almost four full years now, we've been doing the MG show. One thing that I have noticed about this movement is the movement back to God. And you can chop it up and slice it however you want, but at the end of the day, that is exactly what has occurred here. People have realized the significance of what we're fighting. People understand the gravity of the fight that we are in, and people are recognizing that there is not enough people standing up for the innocent. Okay, we are attempting to defend the innocent. Whenever the New York Times writes a story sidelining and mocking Balenciaga and acting like, oh, it's QAnon attacking Balenciaga, look at what they're doing right there. That's why we need you here. That's why we needed you to stand up. That's why we needed you to get right. All of us need to get right with God in a big way, because the mission ahead is really, really ugly. And I know that Q said that the choice to know will be yours, and that we don't want to destroy all of society to save society. But I don't really see a way to save society without society understanding this disgusting underbelly that literally is kind of like an engine for the world economy. And a lot of people don't want to talk about that either. But at the end, it is an engine for the globalist economy. These things that you see, like, you know, Jeff and I have made fun of it all the time, like all these mattress stores or all these different stores that are just sitting there. They're like, see, these are front companies for something else. They're, you know, selling you sugar water makes X amount of money, but there's other things that make you a lot more money. And it's very interesting that all these companies are the ones that are no longer wanting to advertise on Twitter because of what? Because all the child exploitation is being removed. Is that the reason, you think, in the background?
Yeah.
Just asking for a friend.
So, you know, the New York Times blames QAnon instead of us. Balenciaga apologized and sued the production company for subliminal messages contained in a photo shoot. Despite even apologizing for the shoot, the New York Times has just written a lengthy puff piece titled When High Fashion and QAnon Collide. The article, which took three journalists to write an essay, protected Balenciaga in almost every line, but blamed QAnon, Tucker Carlson, and New York Post, Fox News, and the public belief the luxury brand condones child exploitation. This is not child exploitation. I mean, you know, come on. So here's an excerpt. Together, they ignited a firestorm and traveled from the internet to Fox News, fueled by allegations that Balenciaga condoned child exploitation. The controversy has become one of the most explicit collusions in the internet culture, politics, fashion, and conspiracy theories to date. And by the way, we're going to be leaving you guys at Brightian.tv. Thank you very much, Brightian.tv. We're going to continue the rest of this hour, and we're going to take a 5-minute break and come back at 1:05. And come on over to rumble.com/MG show if you would like to. Otherwise, we got some great programming coming up after this on Brightian.tv. And we can always be heard on Red State Talk Radio. Thank you, Red State Talk Radio. Tune in to Red State Talk Radio if you're on the fly. We also have our podcast and everything else like that. mg.show/donate should you want to help us keep going with these podcasts. Shady Groove. So this is the online criticism of the campaign. Spread the story was picked up across right-leaning media outlets, including New York Post and the primetime Fox News show Tucker Carlson Tonight. The show has helped publicize and mainstream QAnon. The internet conspiracy theory, that a group of Satan-worshipping elites who run child sex trafficking ring are trying to control our politics and media. Well, wait. Didn't we just have a great report saying that HHS is in on child sex trafficking?
Well, they say that they're trying. that, you know, that the pedophiles are trying to control. Well, no, that's not really true. They are controlling it. The Satanists and the pedophiles are in control.
So this is here you have major retail brand promoting kiddie porn and sex with children, Mr. Carlson, told November 22nd, and not promoting subtly but right out in the open. And there's the article. I mean, these guys are insane, Shady. Oh my God, the commercials on this website are crazy.
they are.
But I'd like to real quick. It was awesome. I didn't see it yet. Let's watch it together. It's Bryson Gray made a song about Balenciaga while burning their shoes. Let's check it out.
You know, celebrities talking about the Balenciaga situation, right? So that just shows you all of these celebrities out here, don't let them influence you in any way, because they're controlled by the people who really influence the world. They're not serving God.
They keep trying to cancel me, I don't care, nada. I see they exploiting kids just to run up commas. Brands keep going woke, they gonna lose dollars, threw away Nike, and now I burn Balenciaga. Now I burn Balenciaga. They keep coming for our kids, now we need a father. Designer brands that they hide, I know hell is hotter. Threw away Nike, and now I burn Balenciaga. If you a Christ, you on my team, you know what I mean. They pushing LGBT on children movie screens. They pushing pedophilia, they sneak it in the scenes. And all these clothing brands be doing the same thing. Balenciaga got caught, now that they fall. I can't support wickedness, I'm walking how I talk. I know Satan want me to run, but it ain't Marshall's fault. I don't care about getting canceled, don't know who you thought. They try promoting cuties, I deleted Netflix. Nike pushing sexuality, so I exit. We hit them in their pockets, they gon' get the message. It's time to build our own up like it's Tetris. Epstein Island, can I see the guest list? We gotta protect the children because they precious. If we don't fight now, what they gon' be left with? Cause it's gon' get worse, just wait for their next trick. They keep trying to cancel me, I don't care, nada. I see they exploiting kids just to run up commas. Brands keep going woke, they gon' lose dollars, threw away Nike. And now I burn Balenciaga. Now I burn Balenciaga. They keep coming for our kids, now we need a father. Designer brands and they hot, I know hell is hotter. Threw away Nike, and now I burn Balenciaga. Balenciaga, let me get my 1400 bag. Hunter Biden teddy bears and they come and drag. You go woke, you go broke, yeah, that's big facts. Now you can't blame Kanye, so you big man. They call it art, but we call it pedophilia. They try to cancel culture, but now we got a fear in us. Supreme Court documents about CP, and not a word from the White House or Sleepy
Joe. You know you as a fan. Kyrie just got banned. It's all part of the plan.
Are you woke?
Companies pulling scams, exploiting all the children, selling them for bands.
Are you broke?
Now they still blaming Ray J. But me, I'm blaming Kim K. I pray to God every day when I wake up. Every undercover pedo, they gon' have to face us.
They keep trying to cancel me, I don't care, nada. I see they exploiting kids just to run up commas. Brands keep going woke, they gon' lose dollars, threw away Nike. And now I burn Balenciaga. Now I burn Balenciaga. They keep coming for our kids, now we need a father. Designer brands and they hot, I know hell is hotter. Threw away Nike, and now I burn Balenciaga.
Hashtag burn Balenciaga. Got any of their crap. Hashtag MP Social and Twitter if you're there. Burn Balenciaga.
Burn Balenciaga. Used to wear Nike, and now I burn Balenciaga.
Boom.
Very good. Very good message right there. And good timing too with what's happening on Twitter and people being able to talk about this stuff again. Right now you have a mass exodus of all of the Twitter triggered morons that are saying they're going to leave Twitter. They're going to abandon the public square. Well, good. You go back over in the corner where you should be and let the adults talk and start sorting some of this mess that you people created out. Okay, we didn't need Hollywood to tell us what to do. We don't need the movie studios to tell us what to do. We don't need the TV producers or the Disneys to tell us what to do. We already know what to do, and we have to stand up for what is right. And that is what is not being portrayed to you in your media today. That is not what that is what's not being shown to you in your media on any level whatsoever of doing the right thing, of doing what is to protect the innocent. And that is what QAnon, you want to call it QAnon, whatever you want to call it. That's what we're doing, and you're triggered by it, and we can see it, and I don't care anymore. Keep writing your articles. It's irrelevant. We understand.
So here I am with the great Bryce.
And let's
go. Yeah, so that's me and Bryce and Shady.
You follow me.
And this guy is an amazing talent. We play him on the show all the time.
I got to come on the show.
You got to come on the show. We got 100,000.
So we're going to get Bryce. Bryce is coming on the show.
Bring me on.
So I'm going to get his number right after this.
Yes, sir.
Say where we go one.
We go all
damn straight. Take that, Alex Kaplan.
And Alex Kaplan did take it. We will see you back in hour number two. God bless you all. Shady Groove. Here we go. We're going to go hour number two, 5-minute break. See you then. Shady, take it away.
Stay tuned for hour number two of the Matrix Groove Show live on Red State Talk Radio. Coming right up after these words, In the Matrix with 3X's.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me running?
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code MGSHOW at checkout for additional savings.
Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from the MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MGSHOW live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East and Brighteon.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show, because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism. This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome. I don't know why I like that number. Then there's also, that's recurring. Then there's also one-time donation, and there are other ways to donate as well. Use buy us a coffee and give, send, go. But please, we really need your help to fight this battle every day and bring you content on our website. We've got a new blog too. So get over there, check out the content that we're delivering to you every day. Thank you guys. God bless.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my original My Slippers are back in stock. You've made them a huge success, and now I've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And with your promo code, you still save $90 a pair. Not only that, I'm having the biggest closeout sale ever on our sandals and slides for as low as $19.98. What makes my slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you're not going to find in any other slippers. My slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Wear them anytime, anywhere. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code to save $90 on my original My Slippers, or for as low as $19.98, you can get our sandals or slides. Quantities won't last long, and with my 60-day money-back guarantee, you can rest assured they'll be the most comfortable footwear you'll ever own.
RedStateTalkRadio.com. Just say, hey, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Go to InTheMatrix3X.com.
Aaron Lewis. Am I the only one?
Am I the only one here tonight? Shaking my head and thinking something ain't right. Is it just me? Am I losing my mind? Am I standing on the edge of the end of time? Am I the only one? Tell me I'm not. Who thinks of taking all the good we got and turning it back? Hell, I'll be damned. I think I'm turning into my old man. Am I the only one willing to bleed or take a bullet for being free? Screaming, what the hell at my TV for telling me? Yeah, are you telling me that I'm the only one willing to fight for my love of the red and white and the blue? Burning on the ground, another statue coming down in a town near. Watching the threads of old glory come undone. Am I the only one not brainwashed? Making my way through the land of the lost, who sees it as it is and worries about his kids as they try to undo all the things he did. Am I the only one who can't take no more? Screaming, if you don't like it, there's a freaking door. This ain't the freedom we've been fighting for. It was something more. It was something more. Am I the only one willing to fight for my love of the red and white and the blue? Burning on the ground, another statue coming down in a town near you. Watching the threads of all glory come undone. Not the only one. I can't be the only one. Am I the only one who quit singing along every time they play a Springsteen song? Am I the only one sitting here? Still holding on, holding back my tears for the ones who paid with the lives they gave. God bless the USA. I'm not the only one willing to fight for my love of the red and white and the blue. Burning on the ground, another statue coming down in a town near you. Watching the threads of old glory come undone. I'm not the only one.
I'm not the only one. I got all you guys right here. MG Show. God bless you all. We love you guys. And thank you for being here. Rorik, thank you for the $17 Rumble rant. Rospure, thank you so much for the $45 Rumble rant. You know, again, you know, we cannot be doing this without you. And we've got GemComs tonight at 7 p.m. tonight right here on this rumble.com/MG show. If you want to learn a little bit about the numbers, you got queued up. Your man is the way to look at for the numbers. So we'll see you tonight here on MG Show channel, rumble.com/MG show. We've also got confirmation, Shady Groove. Greg Phillips will be here for Flannel Friday. Let's hear you guys. What do you guys think of that? Boom. Greg Phillips will be here on Flannel Friday.
Very, very good. Looking forward to an update from him about what's going on in Arizona and many other, from what I'm understanding, lots of other states around the country having some issues out there. Really interested to see what are those things coming up. We actually just heard Carrie Lake mention yesterday, Jeff, that she's waiting for them to go through with the certification so that she can challenge. So she has said that she will be moving forward with the challenge in Arizona by the book. And we look forward to getting some updates from her, too, maybe with Greg on Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. I know there may or may not be some things happening right now. So this is, looks like next month there's going to be, she calls it Carrie-zona. I'm thrilled to announce that I'll be speaking at AM Fest in Phoenix next month. Go nice. To amfest.com, use promo code Carrie-zona. For an incredible deal. AmFest takes place December 17th through the 20th, and she cannot wait to see you there. Use code CARRIEZONA for 50% off general admission registration. December 17th through the 20th, 2022 in Phoenix, Arizona. Register at AmFest.com. So I want to also, let's run into that right now, Shady, because Arizona is very important to you, to me, and to everybody. It is a border state. That is why they are hammering her so hard. The media wants you to think that the AZ election is over, guys.
They do.
Don't buy it. Don't buy it, folks. Even tell your Republican friends it's not over. Hobnob did not. Wait, what's her name? Hobbs?
Hobnob will work. That's good enough.
Did not win. You know that. I know that. The whole world knows that. So here's a little bit of Maricopa certified. Does that mean it's over? Nope. Let's watch a little bit of this interview with Joe Pags and Carrie Lake.
Great to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. We've got to go to Arizona because Arizona is so confused. We've got to get with the Republican nominee for governor of the great state of Arizona, Carrie Lake. Carrie, good to see you. You look spry and you look rested, although I know that you haven't rested probably at all in weeks. First of all, how are you?
I'm doing great. I mean, hey, listen, do I wish we were, celebrating our victory? Of course I do. But God did not put us in this fight because we're weak. We're living in difficult times, and he put just the right people here for this moment. And we are working really hard. I mean, we saw the shadiest, shoddiest, botched election in Arizona history. It made 2020 look almost normal, and 2020 was a mess, as you know, a rigged election. And they went up and they upped their game for this last election. They were so afraid of our movement that they couldn't win with just their normal level of shenanigans. They had to up it. And I'll tell you what, when you have the two people running Maricopa County elections who formed a political action committee against you to raise money to try to stop you, which is what we have in Maricopa County, They ran a pack with the sole purpose of trying to stop MAGA candidates. And then we found out the only candidate they were working against was yours truly. We also have the other person running our elections as my opponent, Katie Hobbs. She never recused herself from Secretary of State and running our elections. And then we have Runbeck, which is the big printer and does a lot of our elections, various things with our election, counting ballots, scanning ballots, printing ballots.
Runbeck.
And I just found out that some of the workers there have spent the last weeks and months bad-mouthing me on Twitter. Everybody running our elections in Maricopa County did not want to see me win the election. And so it shows that there could be will and intent to try to rig the system. It's really sad that we've come to this level, Joe. When you look at what happened on Election Day, where 60%+ of the polling places had tabulating machines that were inoperable, had ballot printers that were not working or were not fully functioning or didn't have toner in them.
Carrie, what was that percentage?
Well, this is what our attorneys have told us, upwards of 60%.
Holy now, mackerel. The heck? So on Election Day, you and I spoke, and it was 20% of the tabulators weren't working. And that already was way too much. I mean, people were going home because they couldn't get their votes tabulated. It's as much as 60 now?
Yeah, it's as much as 60, according to the folks that we had out at the polling places. And we've got the information on that, and we'll be putting that in our court case. You know, you should be ready for game day. Game day is election day. And they mistreated the folks who decided to vote on election day. They were treated like second-class citizens, unable to show up and vote in a timely manner. When they got to the front of the line, the printer didn't have enough toner in some cases. In other cases, they voted. They went through the process. They went to insert their ballot into the tabulator only to have it spit out 5, 10, 20 times. And then being asked to throw their ballot into drawer number 3, where people didn't feel confident that their vote would be counted. We found out from some folks working at certain polling places that some of those drawer 3 ballots were thrown into trash bags and plastic bins. What's the chain of custody on that? This is a shady, shoddy, sham election, and the people have had enough. I know that you showed some of the folks in Maricopa County who are fed up.
Yeah.
They want a redo. They want to know that their elections are run well. And the people running these elections were absolutely opposed to the MAGA candidates. The people running our state election, my opponent, are obviously opposed to someone like me winning. And it's outrageous that they could even be in the position to run our elections.
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up, because Katie Hobbs, the Secretary of State in Arizona, was in the exact same position as Brian Kemp back in 2018. And in 2018, Barack Obama, Eric Holder, Michelle Obama, the Oprah, everybody said the guy had to not only recuse, he had to resign because it was unfair. He was refereeing the basketball game that he was playing in. And you know what Brian Kemp did? He resigned. And then he beat Stacey Abrams for the governor's office. Why didn't that happen here? Why wasn't there more pressure? And I got to tell you, Kerry, I agree with you. Those who hate MAGA Republicans on the left certainly were in charge of going after you like they did. But so were a bunch of Rhino Republicans. They also did not support you and rally around you like Holder and Obama and that entire machine did, Stacey Abrams in 2018. Why not?
Let's remember the people running Maricopa County elections are the same type of Republicans you just talked about. And they ran and started a PAC raising money to try to defeat me. And they were running the election with my name on the ballot with their sole purpose, their sole political purpose and their sole motive to defeat me. And they're running the election. It is completely outrageous. They all should have recused themselves. If they had that much hatred towards me as a candidate who had created a beautiful movement here in Arizona of We the People, they should have recused themselves from this election. Unprofessional, unethical. It is outrageous. And the people are onto it. And they're demanding answers. It's heartbreaking how our sacred vote has been trampled in Arizona. And it was really the attack on our sacred vote happened on election day.
Yes.
You know, we have election season here. It goes on for about a month and then we count for 2 weeks. But the courts were unwilling to give us 3 additional hours of voting on election day because of all the problems that happened. Our attorneys went to court asking them, please give our voters 3 more hours to vote. They've been waiting in line, some of them, for 3, 4, and 5 hours. All of the machines weren't working, or a great majority of them weren't. Please give them more time to vote. And the court said no. Yet we're willing to add a month before election day to vote and 2 weeks after election day to count. But they were unwilling to give 3 more hours to voters who've been disenfranchised and whose votes had been suppressed. The whole system stinks to high heaven, and for them to say it was a perfect election is an insult to our intelligence.
Well, guess who votes on election day? That's why they said no. It's Carrie Lake, Republican nominee for governor of the great state of Arizona. I watched some of the testimony last night. Although it was anecdotal, one guy got up there and said there were 750 people waiting in line or something at when the polls were closing at 7, and you know as well as I do, by law, they've got to be able to vote. At the end of that line going away, only about 115 people voted. Either everybody else was turned away or everybody else said, I'm going home. I'm not going to wait. Why would I wait? They're not going to let me vote today. Carrie, how widespread was that? Do we know?
We'll never know how many people simply walked away or drove up, couldn't find a parking space because these places were so packed and the lines were around the building, around the block. We'll never know how many people just said, I don't have time for that. You know, how many people were in line and they had to go pick their kids up at school and they just said, I got to go. Or how many people, I heard from one woman who was 8.5 months pregnant, and she said, I can't wait in line for 3 hours. And the heartbreaker is that when many of them got to the front of the line and were finally able to grab a ballot, a ballot many times printed out without enough toner in the printer, and finally vote, the machine spit it out over and over again, and they were asked to trust the system, just trust us on this, put it in drawer three and we'll count it down at the county. A county who has run shoddy, shady elections time and time again. The people have had it, Joe. It is disgusting what they're doing to the good people of Arizona. And you heard from a few of them yesterday, but there are literally thousands of people who feel that way. And they might get away with it and their friends in the fake news media trying to act like nothing happened. But this time around, it happened to good American, good patriotic Arizonans. And they know what happened in this election. They don't need the media to tell them what happened because they lived it and they experienced it. And we need the government, the government of Maricopa County, to prove to us that they can run elections, or they should be out of business and running elections.
Well, what's going to happen now? I mean, Maricopa County blew my mind last night. They certified the election. What happens now? What's the recourse? They can't certify an election where there's upwards of 60% problems. How do you do that?
Well, I do want people to know out there, a lot of people were in a panic saying, oh my gosh, once it's certified, you can't do anything about it. In Arizona, our statute requires that. The only way to challenge an election is once it's certified. And so Maricopa County is certifying it, and then the state will certify it probably around December 5th or 6th.
So you literally can't do anything until they certify. So that was actually a pretty good move then.
People wondering why we haven't challenged the election, that's why we're waiting for the state certification. And we're going to sit there and watch my opponent, a twice convicted racist, and who did not recuse herself. And we'll watch Governor Ducey, who's been very quiet on this whole incident. He thinks the election was run fine. And we'll watch Mark Brnovich. Apparently, those are the three who will be certifying our state election. For a second time, watching them certify a shoddy, shady, corrupt election, it's pretty sad for this constitutional republic.
You will be able to. It's Kari Lake. Go to KariLake.com, KariLake.com, Republican nominee for governor. Hopefully the next governor of the great state of Arizona. All right, so it's certified. What's the recourse then? How do you challenge it? You challenge the certification. Is there a possibility of a revote? I mean, what do you do?
Well, we're going to be bringing our lawsuit after it is certified at the state level. Okay. And we believe we have an excellent lawsuit. We have great attorneys working on it, patriotic attorneys, attorneys who realize the gravity of the situation and the moment we are in history. This is the biggest story in the country.
It is.
And everybody should be talking about it, because if we let elections go down this way, nobody will vote. It will be an existential threat to truly to democracy. If you want to use the lingo that the far left is using, this truly will be, because people will no longer vote. Yeah. They've completely lost faith in our system. So we have a great case. We'll bring it and we will see what the judge says. And we're ready to push this case as far as we have to, because we will restore honesty and faith in our elections.
What fighter, Shady Groove.
Wow.
You know, it should almost be a criminal case at this point, guys.
Good. Yeah, it really should.
This is racketeering. I mean, Shady, my God, I just cannot believe what we're witnessing today in America. This is my country and I want it back. Press 17 if you want your country back. And by the way, Shady Ross Pure for the Q Plus supporters, $45. Thank you. We've got our Swigger. Thank you for doing what you're doing. Thank you, our Swagger. We need you. And then one just disappeared. I cannot see who that was. Oh. Maybe Yeti will put it up there for us. But you know, guys, thank you so much for that. Shady, she is a fighter. I mean, this should almost be, a criminal case.
Well, yeah, it really, I mean, I think it may even turn into a criminal case at some point. It's going to depend on the attorney general. It's going to depend on what Brnovich is willing to do there. It's going to depend on the ability for her to get this lawsuit to move forward in the lower courts and get it started. I really do feel encouraged. And again, I just want everybody to realize that, you know, it isn't about the wins and the losses as much as it is about being in the fight. And you know, being in the fight and watching what Kari Lake is doing by staying in the fight, I think is really, I think a lot of you out there across the country wish some more of the people that were representing or running to represent you would have stayed in the fight and decided to make a little bit of noise. And unfortunately, we had a lot of them that were controlled by the opposition that just decided to tuck their tail and run away.
And I want you to listen to this part. Let's highlight this part. Shady Groove, this is Kari Lake.
I want to tell the people out there, Joe, it's easy when you've seen something like this and you see it time and time again. And we had election workers, we had poll workers out there, we had attorneys. And then to see as the basically election day system broke down, it is discouraging. And I know many people say they want to throw their hands up and just give up. We can't do that. Our kids and grandkids are counting on it. This is our moment to stand up, stand in this gap, and stand for America. We have to push back. God did not put us here because it was easy. He put us strong fighters with courage and bravery at this moment in history to restore faith in our elections. It is so important. So I think it's the most important issue of our time.
And that's you. JD, you said it eloquently, and so did Carrie Lake. That's you, that's me, that's everybody watching this show. And God bless you. I'd like to say hello to somebody whose first name begins with an L. I'd like to say hello to her husband and thank you for the service and thank you for tuning into the MG show. We really do appreciate you. Thank you, Shady Groove.
Yeah, and real quick, I need to make a disclaimer. Shady didn't have anything to do with that election in Arizona. I was not involved whatsoever. I didn't even vote. I didn't participate. I had nothing to do with it. And no matter what
Shady is. Right. So basically, guys, you know, it looks like election interference is what Elon Musk is talking about. The obvious reality, as long as time users know, is that Twitter has failed in trust and safety for a very long time and has interfered in elections. Twitter 2.0 will be far more effective, transparent, and even-handed. He's got the data, Shady.
Yeah. And he's holding it over their head like a, you know, like he's getting ready to drop it on them. They're afraid.
And maybe that's why they want to keep an eye on Twitter, Shady. What do you think? This is a, this is the White House. You know, we talked about the anti-Xi chants. The White House refuses to comment.
Trying to see this genuine protest on the streets of China be turned by the Communist Party leadership into somehow a manipulation by the Americans. That is not the case, but it's one of the reasons why we ought to be calling out Apple on when they are limiting the tools for the Chinese people. It's one of the reasons why one of my biggest concerns with Elon Musk and Twitter is the fact that Mr. Musk is entirely dependent for the success of Tesla, his biggest enterprise, on the Communist Party in China. That's where he gets his electric batteries. That's where he's got a lot of his production. And the Chinese government will use any tool they can, domestic or otherwise, to continue their reign.
Well, with respect, Senator, it's not just Elon Musk that's getting product from China. I mean, it's where most of our products come from.
But John, it's one of the reasons why we need to bring those semiconductors back. It's why we ought to not be making electric batteries in China. We ought to be making them in the world. It's why we got to be willing to call out. And that's why I mentioned Apple at the front end, where Western companies are doing, in effect, the bidding of the Communist Party. That it should concern us all.
And, you know,
Shady, they caught a lie. Let's just do a simple Google search. The truth is learned, never told. Let me just go to Elon Musk.
They just make Tesla. It up as they go along, bro. It's no not big deal. It's whatever we got to say.
Not by China. Let's just see this. Bet on Tesla in China cuts price of cars. Let me just see. Will not buy batteries. Let's put that in there.
Yeah, but that would probably hit the article.
Tesla is turning to Mozambique for a key component, electric car batteries. Believe that it first of its kind deal designed to reduce its dependence on China for graphite.
Oh, that one hurt.
Tesla deal decreases. I mean, you know, if you don't dig yourself, guys, you're not going to get it.
They'll tell you anything.
Closer to making own EV batteries, reducing dependence on
China.
Rennie Girl, I am not on Twitter right now, but if you want to go free at In the Matrix with three X's and Shady Groove with three O's to Elon, we'd appreciate it. If you're on Twitter, at In the Matrix with three X's and at Shady Groove with three O's, we want our original accounts back. And if you can say, hey, Elon, get to it. Chop it up. Chop, chop, chop. Let's go.
Get those
Yeah. So thank you for that. But, you know, right there, the mainstream news, this guy with a pink tie says that Elon gets his batteries from China. No, he doesn't. That's why the Lee family and the Bidens, 10% for the bin guy, don't like Elon Musk. And now he bought a controlled speech platform and wants to make it free. Now you know why they hate Elon Musk. Boom.
Wait. So he bought a controlled platform to make it free speech, and then all the bloodline companies that were buying advertisement on the platform, when he said he was going to make it free speech, decided to pull their advertising.
I think we have one that can see.
Wow. I gotta write that down.
Yeah. I mean, you know, chop it up, Alchemist Zach. We need Twitter back. You know, in regards to Q, Q said that we need a new ship, a vessel, or a vehicle, right, to get on. We're all like-minded patriots are there. That's True Social. And then we take what we learn over there and bring it over to Facebook. We bring it over to Twitter. We bring it over to other platforms, guys. That's what we do. That's what Q's mission is. Focus on the mission. If you're like, oh, I'm not going to get back on Facebook. Oh, I'm not going to get back on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Yeah, please, because the fight is now. You know, the fight to get Donald Trump elected in 2016, that's over. The fight for them to prevent Donald Trump from getting elected in 2020, that's over. The fight to get Donald Trump back in office in 2024, that's on like Donkey Kong, and it's time to get up and get out and get busy.
Shady, last time you said it's on like Donkey Kong, somebody said you're revealing your age.
I'm old. I had an Atari. I literally had an Atari, so I will not. It's not a foreign reference. It's personal.
I had an Intellivision. Remember those? Oh, my God. Oh, and then Sega. Yeah. Whatever, Sega. Oh, my God. And then I played Madden football, and then I actually was like, this is stupid. I'm going to go read some books.
I can't do this anymore. Yeah, I got to go look at some deep state corruption.
Exactly. So PM Justice, what's his nut? This is yesterday. Trudeau, Justin Trudeau, PM Justice Trudeau said, quote, everyone in China should be allowed to protest. We will continue to ensure that China knows we will stand for human rights and with people who are expressing themselves. And this is also PM Justin Trudeau towards Canadian protesters, guys.
Go.
Protest in China, but not here in Canada, right? Here's Justin Trudeau allowing his people to protest.
Oh, Canada.
Isn't that nice? They're just making sure he's okay, making sure everybody's safe, right?
We stand on guard for thee. God keep our land glorious and free. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
Thank you, Justin Trudeau.
Yep. And thank you to the Joe Biden administration, because it is coming out within the last week that the Joe Biden administration forced his hand and told him he had to go break up that trucker rally and told him to do that. So Justin Trudeau, yeah, don't be virtue signaling for China. We're not buying it.
So Duxa says, hey, was this old? Yes, it's old. It's a montage. Mm-hmm. It's because of Justin Trudeau's quote yesterday, and let me just read it again. Everyone in China should be allowed to protest. We will continue to ensure that China knows we will stand for human rights and with people who are expressing themselves. And that was Justin Trudeau a little less than a year ago, Shady Groove.
dealing with a very, very large protest in downtown city of Ottawa that was completely peaceful and had a very, very direct message. We don't want mandates and we don't want masks and we don't want rules that prevent us from moving back and forth across the border that are ridiculous, that slow our economy down and basically stop us from being able to function as people. And today, here we are a year later, I'd like to know where some of those folks are that were arrested right there. Were they released, Justin Trudeau? Were you doing similar things to them that the Chinese Communist Party is currently doing to dissidents in China? Inquiring minds.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Nobody follows up with anything.
Nope.
It's very interesting.
Not the media. It is interesting. They don't care. I mean, we got people here for almost 2 years, two full years that have been there, you know? And I had a conversation with my mom. Remember I told you I had a conversation with my mom? Nice conversation on Thanksgiving. It was really awesome. You know what she didn't know? She didn't know that there were like 500 or 600 people that are still being held in DC gulags without charges. She didn't know that. Wow. Wonder why she didn't know that. Wonder why she didn't know that the Capitol wasn't breached until after, or the Capitol was breached before Donald Trump finished speaking. She didn't know that. She didn't know that Donald Trump had made the comment to peacefully and patriotically protest. She didn't know that. It's very funny how different the worlds that we're living in are whenever you actually get someone to share with you what they know and understand about the current events.
And that's another new age BS thing right there. They say, oh, perception is reality. No, it's not. Mm. The truth is reality. And we need to, calibrate people's perceptions with true
information. Human perception. Yeah, human perception is at the it's at the mercy of what you're willing to look at.
yeah. So we've got a little video here about Moderna and Pfizer. We are moving from global mass formation psychosis to great awakening worldwide. The boomerang is moving in our favor.
Clarify that with people. It has nothing to do with whether or not it's effective. We know it's highly effective. Highly effective.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's not effective.
I'm going to have to get out there on that limb with you. I hope it's a sturdy limb because I'm right behind you.
Oh yeah, it's a sturdy limb, Shady Groove. Believe me.
Believe him.
Wow, or believe them. I mean, like, who do you want to trust? You want to trust your neighbor, a friend of yours, or do you want to trust these asshats, Shady Groove? I'm telling you right now, this is a great awakening, and the mass psychosis. It's got to go, Shady Groove. And people, our decision-making process is based on the information that we understand and know. And if you're understanding and knowing information based on these guys, the mainstream media and the movies and the stuff that you don't know about, you've been mind-controlled. Therefore, you can't make the proper decisions. I mean, guys, the mind control works, guys, and it's vast.
Well, I mean, you have a choice to make. You can either get your news from Pfizer or you can get your news from not Pfizer, which is who we are. And show me a mainstream media news channel that doesn't say brought to you by Pfizer. All proud.
Lucifer, so. We're not brought to you by Lucifer Pfizer, Shady Grove. No, sir. Bob. We're sponsored by you guys. Thank you. Again, Shady Grove, I'm just going to see, there was a death of a former CCP chairman, Zhang Zemin, a rival to Xi, amid the white paper protests, creates a perilous situation for Xi Jinping. If he allows public memorials for Zhang, they have the potential to be used as protesters, as cover up organized large scale demonstration in key cities. This is how Tiananmen Square began. The Tiananmen Square protest began as a memorial of a former chairman, Hu Yaobang, and grew to 1 million strong, lasting for 7 weeks until that night on June 4th, when Deng rolled over with the tanks. When Deng was rolled over with tanks, guys.
Yeah, and you mentioned the white paper protest. That's kind of interesting because that was a result of, if I'm understanding this correctly, that was a result of the new update with Apple. Apple updated the phone without having it in their update notes that they were going to be removing the ability for person-to-person communication through the AirDrop process there on the phone. And so because they can't write anything down and anything that they say in public is going to be used against them, they're all standing with white paper. That is the white paper message that they're all trying to send to Chairman Xi at the helm of the Communist Party, that we're not going to take it anymore. And it is escalating. The Chinese were coming out yesterday saying that it wasn't escalating, but the fact is that it is. And we were talking this morning about how impressed we are that they've been able to get this much information out. China has been pretty much a locked down, you don't get anything that we don't want you to have type regime for a long time. So it's really a blessing that we're getting all of this. We're actually getting real information in real time from there.
Yeah, this is interesting, too. This is Joe Biden on his wife's visit to tribal nations.
Start building a second school and revitalize the use of the Cherokee language. By the way, she spent a lot of time on other reservations, other nations as well. I'm worried she's not going to come home one of these days when she goes. You think I'm joking? I'm telling you. If I hear more about the Navajos than I hear about me, you all think I'm kidding, don't you?
Very interesting comment.
We don't think you're kidding. We just don't think you know what you're saying.
Yeah. So, you know, and this is another one. He mistakenly thinks he's heckled. Check it out.
Respect for tribes as nations. And treaties as law. Respect for. Beg your pardon? I thought you said no. I was getting a little worried. I thought somebody said no.
This guy's an asshat. I'm sorry. I mean, he barely could even.
Give the guy a cup of pudding for crying out loud and let him go to the car.
You know, and so we were looking at this. Check this out. This is China. Look at this, Shady. They're moving in, Shady Groove.
Yeah, they are. And just like to remind everybody that it was you and I and our taxpayer dollars and our desire to have things cheap that has funded the regime that you're seeing getting ready to destroy the protests in China. Make sure you understand that.
White paper signifies censorship. Exactly. NYSE 777. Thank you. And check this out. Could you imagine, Shady, this is, I'm going to go to the airport. You know, I'm going to go to a new conference and this happened to me. Check it out. What the heck is that?
I'd like to see you try to do that to some of us here in America. That's not going to end well.
I mean, it's not funny, man. I mean, but it's funny, but it's not funny, folks. I mean, this, oh my God.
Well, it almost looks like a parody or something.
It does. I mean, look at this. Look at this guy with the.
What?
It just, you know, and they're doing it to like everything, Shady. They're testing everything, which I find. Sorry about that. They're testing everything. They're even testing like goats and stuff.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and the fruit, it's crazy, Shady, what I'm seeing
here.
We did
get a report early on during COVID out of I can't remember his name. He's dead now, but the barrel of petroleum had COVID. The goat had COVID, and I'm remembering correctly, the pawpaw fruit had COVID. Yeah. Correct? Yes.
Yeah. I mean, look what's going on. So they got the military behind the big white there, Shady Group. They call them, the people in the white, the big white. That's what they call them. And it's funny that they call the bloodlines in China the white gloves, which is very interesting.
They do. They absolutely do. I noticed that as well.
Mm-hmm. Now let's see what's going on over here. Are they making false COVID things, Shady?
I don't know what they're doing. I was curious what you thought they were doing there. Oh, yeah.
This one. Are they giving people diseases or whatever the heck they're doing? I mean, these people are sick, Shady. Holy moly.
I mean, the first moment they started talking about the idea that you're going to run some stick up my nose and touch my brain, I was like, bunch of you, that ain't going to happen. I don't care who you are. Either end, you know. They even talked about the American politicians into bending over in China and taking it on the other side early on in this. I'm so not, people are
doing it. I'm not doing it, Shane.
No, sir.
你好，我是来自广州的哈。 我今天早上7点多从广州从D3099到达，我都有的。毕生政特殊的行为。
Why he's doing
okay.
it? Okay. Why are you standing with those people? I'm not exactly sure what's happening. I don't know Chinese. We have to learn to speak Russian, and I started Russian, and now it's Chinese. I don't know what's going on anymore, Shady.
Well, the countries do border each other, so it shouldn't be too hard.
That's true. Oh my God! I think I'm gonna need another conspiracy theory because all the other ones came true.
Yeah, they're not conspiracy theories any longer. We'd like a new set. We've proven all of the ones that were called conspiracy theories true. Now we need a new a new order.
It's insane, Shady Groove. Let's see what check in with Beetlejuice. See what Beetlejuice is doing. The Chicago mayor.
To remind them not only what we've done over the last 3.5 years, but what our vision is for the next 4, and why the only rational choice is to return me to office.
No, and don't say it 3 times, please. Do not say that 3 times.
Wow. No. I think somebody already said it 3 times. That's why they have Beetlejuice as the mayor of Chicago.
So apparently to Mitch McConnell, well, let's just let him say it.
Everyone.
Oh, here we go.
Let me just say that there is no room in the Republican Party for anti-Semitism or white supremacy. And anyone meeting with people advocating that point of view, in my judgment, are highly unlikely to ever be elected president of the United States.
He's due for a black eye, isn't he? I don't know.
Oh, they're trying so hard, Jeff. They did such a good job. They got Milo. They got Nick. They got Kanye to call Trump. They got him in there. They got the dinner. They got Trump saying that he was there. It's all there. We got him with Lion Sinker one more time. Good luck, Mitch. Take a lap.
Right, right. Because, I mean, he wants stuff that you don't want, guys. Beijing Biden is business as usual. 10% for the big guy. Hey, Beijing Biden?
10% has got to be a nice, it's got to be a nice little nest egg now, you know, like 10% from Kazakhstan, 10% from Iran, 10% from Ukraine. And then you got Zelensky blackmailing the White House to send him billions more. And,
you know,
everybody seems okay with it.
Well, everybody's on the side. I mean, look at how many people came to his rally, Shady.
Wow.
Wow.
Impressive.
You can barely fill up the right corner of a warehouse, Shady Grove.
Every one of those people are from the news.
Yeah, and paid or employees or just people going, oh, God, what am I doing here? I mean, look at these poor people.
Well, they spent 6 months in the run-up for the 2016 election trying to convince us that Donald Trump was paying all the people that were going to his rallies, and now they're actually paying people to show up so that the man can speak. It's kind of funny.
Wow.
Boomerang.
You know, it's not communism that's killing the Chinese people, or it's communism that's killing the Chinese people, not COVID.
Test. So here's what, this is a tweet that came out today from a Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson. And it's sort of pushing back at what's being said about all of this in the U.S. It says the price of freedom in the U.S. is 1 million COVID deaths, 40,000 gun deaths, 107,000 fentanyl deaths. And it goes on to say the American people deserve something far better than that. What we want is to protect our people's lives and to ensure them a better life. What do you say to that from the spokesperson in China?
This is a big lie. The Chinese people see it through. What's one of the triggers for their protest is people watching the World Cup and see a packed stadium. No one wear mask. And they know that this disease and this virus is not killing anyone, but it's the Xi Jinping's policy that kill countless Chinese people. And the tragedy of people being burned alive in buildings because they could not get out, it's locked outside. And mothers and lost their baby in front of the hospital because their COVID code is not green. All this tragedy happened, and people starved to death. And it's not the COVID. It is the policy. It is communism that killed Chinese people.
Xi Van Vliet, who lived it herself as a young woman and then immigrated to the United States.
Pretty amazing, isn't it, Shady Grove?
Well, it is. You mean that the Chinese people are hip to their nonsense and that they really actually know what the problem is, and China can't control the narrative anymore, I think is what we are seeing occur. Because they've been trying what they've called a zero COVID, where they're saying there hasn't been a COVID death in months, and they don't report it, and they keep everybody locked down and acting like that it's working. And I think the people are starting to see it, if they don't already.
Yeah. Wow, guys. It's like getting, communism, government, government has killed more people than anybody. Any disease, any gun, any government has killed more people than anyone, Shady Grove.
And as a matter of fact, government had done that before those great men 240 years ago designed and engineered this country because of that exactly.
What do they call that? Government? I can't remember. There's a name for it.
Missed what you were looking for that one.
What do they call when governments kill people? There's a name for that. I cannot remember the name. I will find it. Maybe Rumble.
Genocide? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's not called genocide. Different Somebody one? Might get it. Yep, yep. We'll figure it out.
It's a test.
Yeah. It's a test for you guys. So, not menticide. That's different. What is it called? When governments kill people.
Tyranny.
That's true. What is it called? It's actually called democide. 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 This definition covers any murder, any number of persons by any government.
There's been a lot of that.
There's been a whole heck of a lot of that, Shady Groove. And Shady Groove, we're coming up on the end of another show. Tomorrow, what is it? Tonight, 7 p.m. with GemComs queued up is your host. Poussant and the gang really, you know, work hard on this show. And I'm not sure if queued up's going to do a live one or not, but it's always worth checking it out. Shady Groove, what do you think? Greg Phillips on Friday. What else we got?
Well, I'd like to. I'm really excited to have Greg back in here on Friday. I'm very, very encouraged to see what Kerry Lake is doing out there in Arizona. And you know, just to draw back for that real quick, I wanted to make mention that Kerry Lake, whenever she was expecting those real day ballots to be counted, they were expecting somewhere between 58% and 62% to be coming in on same day voting for Kerry Lake. And as the numbers got crunched out, I was digging into them last night, it shows that the numbers came in like 51-49 for Kerry Lake in those votes. So she needs to fight. I'm very encouraged that she is fighting out there. I want all of you to know that the road to the truth is not an easy road, but it is a road that is very liberating once you understand how to recognize what you're being told is so much different than what you know to be true. And we have to start seaming that up. And that's what this whole process of Q, it's not really that difficult to understand. It's creating an informed electorate. It's activating the informed electorate. And then it's motivating the informed electorate to stand up for what we know to be right. It isn't rocket science. It isn't even rocket surgery. It's very, very easy. And I think that's what the breath of fresh air we're trying to share with you here on this show every day. So appreciate you guys. I really appreciate Queued Up and Poussant. What they do on Wednesday nights is absolutely fascinating. If you're interested in the numbers, you should plug into it because you'll learn a lot.
And you know, the information, just think of this. What you think you know is all a lie. I mean, that's hard to get your head around. And boy, I tell you what. Keep going. We're going to on to the next show, Shady Groove. We'll see you Thursday. We'll see you Thursday. This is the 12 Q drops of Christmas. We're going to try to get through it all. However, we missed the mark, but we're going to continue on rumble.com/MG show. Shady, great
love
show.
You guys.
Love you, man. Thank you, Yeti.
On the first day of Christmas, a Q drop gave to me Q in the Patriot Army. On the second day of Christmas, a Q-drop gave to me Two-Faced Jim Comey and Q in the Patriot Army. On the third day of Christmas, a Q-drop gave to me Three Sides to a Pyramid, Two-Faced Jim Comey and Q in the Patriot Army. On the fourth day of Christmas, a Q-drop gave to me Four Coronas offline, Three Sides to a Pyramid, Two-Faced Jim Comey, and Q in the Patriot Army. On the fifth day of Christmas, a Q-drop gave to me D5, 5x5. Four Coronas offline, Three Sides to a Pyramid, Two-Faced Jim Comey, and Q in the Patriot Army. On the sixth day of Christmas, a Q-drop gave to me Successful Bandit Anons, D5, 5x5. Four Coronas offline, Three Sides to a Pyramid, Two-Faced Jim Comey, and Q in the Patriot Army. On the seventh day of Christmas, a Q-drop gave to me Snow White 7 offline, Successful Band of Anons, D5, 5x5. Four Coronas offline, Three Sides to a Pyramid, Two-Faced Jim Comey, and Q in the Patriot Army. On the eighth day of Christmas, a Q-drop gave to me Eight Players in China, Snow White 7 offline, Successful Band of Anons, D5, 5x5. Four Coronas offline, Three Sides to a Pyramid, Two-Faced Jim Comey, and Q in the Patriot Army. On the ninth day of Christmas, a Q-drop gave to me Big Bird 9 offline, 8 players in China, Snow White 7 offline, successful band of Anons, D5555. Four Coronas offline, 3 sides to a pyramid, 2 face Jim Comey, and Q in the Patriot Army. On the 10th day of Christmas, a Q-drop gave to me 10 days of darkness, Big Bird 9 offline, 8 players in China, Snow White 7 offline, successful band of Anons, D5555.
Sing it, guys.
4 Coronas offline, 3 sides to a pyramid, 2 face Jim Comey, and Q in the Patriot Army. On the 11th day of Christmas, a Q-drop gave to me 11-11 awakening, 10 days of darkness, Big Bird 9 offline, 8 players in China, Snow White 7 offline, successful band of Anons, D5555. 4 Coronas offline, 3 sides to a pyramid, 2 face Jim Comey, and Q in the Patriot Army. On the 12th day of Christmas, a Q-drop gave to me 12 deals rejected, 11-11 awakening, 10 days of darkness, Big Bird 9 offline, 8 players in China, Snow White 7 offline, successful band of Anons, D5555. 4 Coronas offline, 3 sides to a pyramid, 2 face Jim Comey, and Q in the Patriot Army.
www.mg.show. Boom.